listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on a Football Friday right here on CBS Sports Radio. AFC title game coming up on Sunday in Arrowhead between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. And now joining us is a linebacker from the Kansas City Chiefs, and that, of course, is Willie Gay Jr. Willie, appreciate you coming back on the show. How you been?
Good, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. So the big news headed into this game is going to be the health of your quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. We saw last week he sustained a high ankle sprain. Just how do you kind of observe Patrick throughout the week, and what can you tell us how he's looking headed into this one?
I'm not going to speak on that, man. I'm sorry. I can't speak on that.
Did it surprise you, though, last week when he came back?
Oh, no, not at all. He's a fighter.
I think a lot of people doubted the Chiefs going into this year after losing Tyreek Hill. But what do you think you guys have proven so far this season with Mahomes having another MVP type of season, you guys 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl?
Oh, man, that we are the same team, you know. We lose a couple pieces, but we can make up for it with a multitude of other guys, you know, and we have offensive playmakers, defensive playmakers, and we proved that this year, man. We're playing an AFC championship game, so we're ready to, you know, take our chance and get to the Super Bowl.
Did you ever doubt this team headed into the season, or did you know that this team could get
Come
back
on,
to
man.
This spot?
What kind of question is that? Of course not.
I got to ask you because, headed into this year, there was a lot of noise about all these other teams in the AFC West, and it seems like people forgot about the Chiefs.
Yeah, they better not forget about us.
Where is this defense at headed into this game, in your opinion?
Oh, we ready. That's all I'm going to say. We ready.
Their offensive line, banged up. We know the Bills weren't able to capitalize. We know you guys had the second most sacks in the league. How do you kind of expose what those guys did last week up front of the offensive line?
We just do what we coach to do, man, and play hard, honestly, and give our all every play and just to get to that quarterback each and every chance we get.
Something I've observed with your team this year is Trent McDuffie, who's a rookie and has done a lot of good things for your team when he's out there on the field. What have you seen out of your teammate, Trent McDuffie?
A lot of growth, man. Trent and all the other rookie corners as well, and the state rookie safeties, you know, all the rookies, honestly, you know, just a lot of growth from those guys. And like you say, man, Trent's the baller himself, you know, so you get Trent, you get Jalen Watson, you get Joshua Williams, you know, in the back end, and Brian Cook and whoever else, man. And we got a lot of rookies that's ready to play whenever.
How do you think you've grown as a player as well, your first 3 years in the league?
Man, I've grown a lot, honestly. Learning, I'm still learning, you know, and I feel like that's what comes with this game. You know, you can't not know enough. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep learning, man, and keep building on your knowledge and your game so that you can take your game to the next level. And that's where I'm at right now, man, trying to take it to the next level and get me a Super Bowl.
What type of player do you think you could turn into?
The best, honestly.
I like that answer.
Yes, sir.
How far away do you think you are from that, just wondering?
Oh, I'm already there, man. I just got to continue to prove it and continue to make plays and stay healthy.
What'd you work on, by the way, the most this offseason, Willie Gay Jr.?
Man, just really just my flexibility and just continuing to use my speed to get to that ball, man. That was my main focus.
Do you think the defense in Kansas City gets the respect that they deserve?
I mean, of course not, but we all know we don't. But, I mean, we play in the AFC championship game, so we don't really care what outsiders think, you know. So we going to do what we're supposed to do to make sure our great quarterback, our great offense scores more points than your team. So, and that's why we're here today.
What have you learned from your head coach so far in Andy Reid?
Man, he's a great coach, the best coach in the NFL, I think. Great players coach. You know, he treats everyone the same.
So there's been a lot of conversation headed into this game, Willie Gay Jr., and most of the times it goes right to the quarterback, Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. What do you say to people that believe Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes?
I've played against Joe. You know, he's a great quarterback, you know, but I've been with Pat 3 years, and he's also a great quarterback. So it's just two guys that's competing, trying to prove themselves in this league. Well, already proved themselves in this league, you know, and they just a new generation of quarterbacks, man.
What's the toughest part when you prepare for a Joe Burrow?
I mean, he's a quarterback, man, so you just he can pick you apart if you let him. You know, if you're not doing your job, you definitely find a weakness. So that's any quarterback, honestly, but definitely, you know, a good one like Joe. And so you got to do your job, man. He will expose you.
The Burrowhead comment by Mike Hilton, does that annoy you guys in that locker room?
Not at all. Nah, man. That's just, like I said earlier, that's what comes with the game. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to talk smack, you know.
It seems like Chris Jones was annoyed about it because he made it a point of emphasis in his press conference to keep on bringing up Burrowhead. So that hasn't really been talked about in the locker room?
No, not at all, man. I didn't even know Chris said anything.
Okay. Well, I also saw a clip of you saying when you were asked what impresses you about the Bengals, you said nothing. Why is that? Why is it nothing?
Well, I mean, what you want me to say, man, they got the best offense in the league. You know, like, I mean, they're a great, great team. You know, I just, you know, people kind of blew it up. I understand that's what y'all do. You know, that's what y'all supposed to do. But I'm not impressed by just anything specifically, you know, so.
I think a lot of people just see the comments, and you said earlier how much respect you have for Joe Burrow, but you just look at all the names they have on their offense. You thought you'd probably get a response on how good Joe Burrow was, right? And Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins probably as well. That's what probably people were looking for, I would imagine.
Oh, I guess so, man. But, you know, like I say, I'm just ready to play this game. Of course, they're a great team. They wouldn't be here if they wasn't, you know, great players all over on both sides of the ball. So we're just ready to, you know, get on that field, man, and let the work do the talking.
I know you don't need any extra motivation for an AFC title game, but the fact that they beat you the last three times, this one a little more extra personal?
Nah, man, we treat them all the same. We don't overdo it, overthink it. You know, it's still a football game. There's a lot on the line, obviously, but, you know, when you go into games like this, you don't want to think too much on it, you know, because that's when people get ahead of themselves and game gets away from you and you get too emotional and you lose it before you even start it, you know, so. We don't think about it for real.
You tell me, Willie Gay Jr., why this time will be different, unlike the way that it ended the last three times.
Man, I can't tell you that. I just know we're going to go play and give our all and hope for the best. And I know we are well prepared on both sides of the ball. So we're ready.
What do you kind of sense from your teammates leading up to this one this week?
We're ready, man, is all I can say, honestly.
Well, you got it. Well, we'll be watching. We're excited for this game. I do appreciate you carving out some time today, and good luck coming up on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey, and Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games, streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Gives it to McCaffrey, up the middle into the end zone.
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open. Ja'Marr Chase takes it in. Touchdown, Chiefs.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.